present Counter Spies.
Washington calling David Harding, Counter Spies. Washington calling David Harding, Counter Spies.
Harding, Counter Spy, calling Washington.
United States Counter Spies, especially appointed to investigate and combat the enemies of our country, both at home and abroad.
Tonight, the case of the crystalline double cross. A thrilling counter spy report to the American people. Brought to you each Tuesday and Thursday by delicious Pepsi-Cola. And now, another report to the American people. In your family's interest, listen to these findings. Recently released by the United States Testing Company, Incorporated.
After thorough and impartial tests, Pepsi-Cola proves of highest purity. Pepsi-Cola has more quick food energy and value, ounce for ounce, than any other leading nationally known cola.
Yes, tested, compared against all other nationally known cola drinks. Pepsi-Cola 1 ounce. You get the best and twice as much in delicious Pepsi-Cola. And now to Counter Spy.
Two weeks ago in the vault of the New York jewel dealers, Lamar and Moffitt, the crystalline diamond, an official gift of the United States, the Rajah of Dubgun, sparkled under the harsh light of a hanging lamp. A tall man of 45 with iron gray hair and horn-rimmed glasses, Arthur Lamar bent over the jewel, lost in wonder. Suddenly, behind him, out of the darkness, came another figure. Quick, silent, with upraised arms. Pause, then...
I feel as if the whole country were after me.
I hope you'll never be sorry that you come with me.
Never. This is the big adventure of my life.
Yes, you keep thinking that way, Anne. Only even big adventures have to be planned.
I've put myself in your hands.
Where we're driving to, for instance.
Well, where?
You know, for several years I've taken vacations. But did you notice that I've never told anyone where I've been?
That's right, you didn't.
I went regularly to the little California town of Oceanside. And I lived there and became known as John Robertson, an Eastern businessman. Now you will appear there as the new Mrs. Robertson.
How easy you make it sound.
Far from it. But I always knew that someday I'd need John Robertson. The day that I couldn't stand another minute of my dear partner, Arthur Lamar. And this time John Robertson and his wife will stay in Oceanside quietly for a year.
Not too quietly, Victor. I've had years of that.
Oh, I think I can promise you it won't be too quiet. Not when Arthur finds out about,
What?
Me. When he finds out what his partner has really done to him. I'd love to see his face.
I was delayed by further police and insurance company investigation and, I had a little more medical attention for the blow on the head that I received last night. I think you all know the main facts. The crystalline diamond, the most perfect jewel in the world, was stolen last night from the vault of Lamar and Moffitt by my partner, Victor Moffitt. But now I have a special announcement. I am personally offering a reward for the capture of Victor Moffitt. $50,000 alive, $100,000 dead.
Hello? the moment I saw the paper, I rushed here to headquarters for further information.
Mr. Harding, you knew about the theft of the crystalline diamond yesterday.
I mean this reward for Victor Moffat. 50,000 alive, 100,000 dead. That's the stupidest thing I've seen in years.
Take it easy, Dave. You'll burn a berry.
Diamond is national property, but normally we wouldn't have to worry about it. Police and insurance investigators are able to take care of it. But this reward... I'm going to New York and see Arthur Lamar. And with all due respect, Lamar, I'm afraid you were very upset when you announced this reward.
I was. I still am. Why, we were entrusted with that diamond on its way to Washington, and my firm has been made to look untrustworthy. Mr. Harding, why are you so upset about this yourself?
Mr. Lamar, it's the nature of the reward you're offering for Moffat. 50,000 alive, well and good. But to offer twice as much for him dead, that's an invitation to murder.
Murder?
By elements in the underworld. Unscrupulous individuals who see a chance to collect a great deal of money for committing a crime.
Good heavens, I never thought of it that way.
Besides, you put Moffat on notice, he may be shot to death without a chance, without a trial.
Chance? A trial? He's as guilty as he can be.
Mr. Lamar, a man like Moffat doesn't usually carry weapons. He's not a killer, a professional gunman. That means he could easily be taken alive. But now you've made sure that capturing him will cost blood.
But he must be armed, Mr. Harding. A gun I kept at home is missing.
In any case, will you withdraw that reward, Mr. Lamar?
Mr. Harding, am I violating any law by posting the reward for Moffat alive or dead?
Frankly, no.
And I will not withdraw it.
May I ask you, frankly, Mr. Lamar, what purely personal motive leads you to want to see Moffat dead?
I've said nothing to the press about this, but Victor Moffat fled in the company of a woman, my wife.
Quite a surprise.
I just had one myself.
What?
While you were out getting the food, I thought the proprietor of this place might have a newspaper. I was curious to see what Arthur might be doing or saying about my leaving with you. Man had a newspaper, all right. There's my surprise. On page one.
Yes, I see.
I read it, and then I got out the gun. This is where my one big adventure ends, I said to myself. Here in a motor court somewhere in Pennsylvania. The end. When you walked in that door, I was going to kiss you. And 11 rotten years with Arthur. And at last I thought I could get free of it with you. I felt wonderful, didn't you? That's what made this even a greater surprise. Why didn't you tell me?
You might not have come with me.
I love you.
What kind of a life can we have? Hunted all over the country. What made you steal the crystalline diamond? Why didn't you tell me?
Well, it just came into my head suddenly when I saw Arthur looking at it. And, Anne, this doesn't change anything. You wanted an adventure. You're getting a bigger one.
You talk like a child. What good is that diamond to you?
I've been planning that. After hiding out in California, we'll go to Indonesia. There are some diamond cutters there that I can deal
with. You'll never get across the country, Victor. There's a price on your head. Alive or dead.
Well, what of it?
Oh, I'm dead. Sooner or later, you'll need help from underworld characters. And you'll be worth $100,000 to any one of them that decides to double-cross you.
Well, yes, there's something in that,
but... I see only one thing to do. Give up this crazy California.
Give it up?
We've got to get away from the influence of this reward market. Away from the American police and American criminals. We've got to leave the country.
Now, Anne, for the love of heaven.
We don't dare cross the whole country now. We'll have to go back. Philadelphia, find a ship. Get on it somehow. Quickly,
Anne. Darling, I told you this is the big adventure of my life. It's not what I expected. But we'll go through it. And I want you alive. Don't you understand?
Bulletin on the teletype, Dave.
Oh. From Police Department, Ogilvy, Pennsylvania. Couple believed to be Victor Moffat and Mrs. Anne Lamar spent some hours in motor court here. Have touched nothing until hear from you. Come on, Peter.
Peters, we can ignore that. I found a few fingerprints, and they matched the card we made up on Moffat in New York.
Was that any help? They disappeared from here. Nobody knows which direction they left in.
We may have a clue in this Philadelphia newspaper.
Oh?
Yeah. See this page? Shipping news. And the paper's well folded and flattened, as if this particular part of this page had been studied over and over.
Shipping news and ships sailing from eastern ports.
And that suggests that Moffat and the woman who first planned a western getaway have changed their minds and are doubling back to the East Coast for a ship to get out of the country.
We don't know from which port.
Well, let's get to a phone. We'll have to get out a general alarm to all eastern seaports and airfields, just in case.
You know, there's another difficulty, Dave. Some ship may take them aboard before an alarm ever reaches them.
Wait. Wait a second.
Hmm?
Suppose we could split that couple...
them against each other, you mean?
It's clear Moffat stole the diamond, but according to Lamar, the woman had little or nothing to do with the theft itself.
And the reward is only for him.
Exactly. We'll get off the alarm first. Then I'm going to issue a statement to the press pointing out that she has nothing to lose by coming in, but she risks her life by going on with it. Come on, Peter. We need telephone.
By delicious Pepsi-Cola. Have you heard about those tests by that famous laboratory? Have you heard the latest news in the Pepsi-Cola story?
Yes, there's big news about Pepsi.
The cola you've always known was most delicious, the cola you've always known was best value, is now shown to be the cola of proven highest quality. That's right. The U.S. Testing Company Incorporated reports you get more quick food energy, ounce for ounce in delicious Pepsi-Cola than any other nationally known leading cola drink.
Yes, your Pepsi is really top. Taste the top, is the top, and get the most.
So go ahead, enjoy that extra zing and bounce delicious Pepsi gives you. Insist on it wherever you may be. When you stop at the fountain, make sure you say, Pepsi, please. When you stop at the stand, make sure you say, Pepsi, please. And at the store, get Pepsi in the money-saving carton of six big 12-ounce bottles. Pepsi 6 bottles serve 12 refreshing glassfuls. Twice as much. So save money and the best. Come on, sing the Pepsi song with us.
Pepsi Cola, hits the spot. Two full glasses, that's a lot. Twice as much and better too. Pepsi Cola is the drink for you. Delicious Pepsi Cola. Delicious Pepsi Cola. Delicious Pepsi Cola. Delicious Pepsi Cola.
Now back to Counter Spies. Ann Lamar and Victor Moffat, in possession of the crystalline diamond worth $2 million, have reached temporary safety near the Philadelphia waterfront in a nondescript boarding house.
And Mr. David Harding, chief of Counter Spies, speaking to a press conference, said he believed that Mrs. Lamar was not implicated in the theft of the diamond. And he added, with a price on Victor Moffat's head, she might soon realize that her life was in constant danger. She had nothing to lose and everything to gain, Mr. Harding said, by leaving Moffat and clearing herself with the authorities.
Well, Anne, there's your chance.
Chance?
To end your adventure free and clear. The invitation is published in every newspaper in the country. I hope you feel honored.
You don't have to get sarcastic, Victor. You can see what they're up to.
Of course. They hope you'll telephone the nearest police station and say that Victor Moffat is at number 14 West Race Street.
You know, in posting that reward, Arthur was much more clever than I ever thought he could be.
Arthur was clever?
The reward is not for the diamond, but for you. That means we can't even return the diamond somehow, escape.
But we're going to escape with the diamond.
Victor, I'm willing to give up.
What?
We can never escape together. Never.
Now, darling, now wait a minute. Your nerve's going. You're just tired.
No. I'm getting clearer and clearer in my mind. Leaving New York with you, that was my escape from a dreary, horrible life with us. And then the diamond and the price on your head as if you were a Western bad man of the old days. And now, my invitation to betray you.
But if you give up, that's what you'll be doing.
Oh, no. I'm going to do something much more to the point. Somehow Arthur spoils everything for me, and I'm going to make him pay for that. I am going to see him and kill him.
For heaven's sake, you're losing your good common sense.
I'm sorry, Victor. It's all over. Goodbye.
Anne!
Mr. Lamar, this is David Harding.
Oh, good evening, Mr. Harding.
I missed you at your office. I took this chance of catching you at your country place.
Yes, I wanted a quiet evening for a change. These past few days have been pretty hectic for me.
Well, tell me, are you alone there?
Why, yes, except for a caretaker and his wife who live about a quarter mile away. Why?
Well, just keeping in touch, that's all. Did I give you the emergency number of our New York field office? It's quadrant 10,000.
Oh, quadrant 10,000. Right, I made a note of it, Mr. Harding.
Fine. Good night. Call the squad room. Send two men in a patrol car to Lamar's place. Tell them not to disturb him. Just get near the house and keep their eyes open.
Don't you trust Lamar, Dave?
He's a strange man, Peter. He hates Moffat more on account of his wife than on account of the diamond. If Mrs. Lamar responds to our invitation, his desire for revenge might get in our way. Get out of the squad room, Peter. I want those men out there fast.
I called the office near the apartment, and finally I thought you might be in the bunker. I hope you're alone.
What do you want, Anne? Where are you?
Arthur, you want the diamond back.
You mean you've got it?
I can arrange it for you to get it.
How?
Not so fast, Arthur. With the diamond, you get me, too.
What does that mean?
How seriously do you want to know?
I'd give anything.
In 1 hour, I'll be at the River Ford Sawmill. You know the place?
Why, that's fantastic.
It's always deserted at night, Arthur. You'll be safe there. 1 hour.
Hello? Hello?
Dave, a radio report from Phillips and Margolis.
Lamar has left his house. They're tailing him.
We're going out there, too, Peters.
Care if you caused the murder, Victor Moffat?
Murder? You mean you've killed him?
Don't sound so hopeful. No, I haven't killed him. But he's sure to die sooner or later, isn't he?
Margoli's on the earphone.
What is it?
This is it. They've located Lamar's car near a sawmill a mile north of Lamar's house, and they've got Victor Moffat cornered inside. They're waiting for orders.
Let's get there, Peters. Other lies that you just told, Mrs. Lamar?
Lies?
You were
weren't really trying to come back to your husband tonight, were you? You were trying to double-cross him again, and double-cross Moffat once you realized the whole game was up.
Well, yes, it's true. Everything was ruined for me. And I couldn't have led Moffat back here without some kind of a trick. Mr. Hardy, I am going to claim that $50,000 reward for Victor Moffat alive.
Where this diamond came from, Mrs. Lamar, it was said that whenever it changed hands, three men must die. Soon after making his will, the Rajah of Supgun was murdered. Your husband lies here. And the third.
Victor?
Yes, he's dead from that blow you gave him. I charge you with his murder. Call the field office, Peters. We're through here.
Production for Pepsi Cola. Enjoy some delicious Pepsi tonight.